Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Money Mom Show. This is your host, Sherry Gray, and thank you for joining me again for this special October edition of the Money Mom Show. We're going to be talking about trusting God through unemployment for this segment, for this month, this 30 minutes. And, you know, of course, in these economic times, you just, you know, all kinds of things are happening. People are either losing their jobs or they're facing unemployment or facing a reduction in hours, whatever the case may be. This topic is so relevant at this moment, trusting God through unemployment, because we are unemployed. It's easy not to trust anymore. You look at your circumstances and you think, this isn't going to get any better anytime soon. But I'm here to tell you today, along with my co-host for this 30-minute segment, Devon Gray, we're here to tell you that there is hope and that even through circumstances like unemployment, that your trust in God can grow and grow and grow. And Devon is, you know, of course, my husband, and he's going to be talking about his new book. It's called As You Trust Him. And I just want to give a brief little bio of Devon before I bring him on. Devon Gray is the founder of Generation Lead, an organization focused on training and inspiring tomorrow's leaders today through leadership principles for everyday life. With over 15 years' experience in leadership-related organizations and positions, Devon has committed his life to learning, growing, sharing, and teaching in the area of leadership skills to youth and young adults. Devon's goal is to show how leadership principles can and must be applied to our everyday lives. Devon received a vision for training and inspiring leaders while traveling through Mississippi and New Orleans after Hurricane Katrina. After seeing the damage, Devon began to realize the greatest need we have in life are leaders. The question of who will train tomorrow's leaders inspired him to create Generation Lead. Devon's life has been one of accomplishing the unexpected and, in many ways, the unthinkable growing up. Devon has also spoken at numerous youth events, delivering an uplifting message focused on building up the confidence of young people and showing them how to set goals in life. Devon, thank you for joining me. Before I welcome Devon, I forgot to mention one last thing. He is also, of course, married to me, myself, his gorgeous wife, Sherry, of course, and we have two lovely daughters, Ashley and Lauren, and we currently live in Manassas, Virginia. Devon, thank you for joining me on this show today.
Thank you for having me.
Okay. I mentioned briefly in the introduction about unemployment, and through the difficult times, you know, every day in the news you see a different news story about people getting laid off or budget cuts here, budget cuts there, and people are either facing unemployment, they are unemployed, or they're facing a reduction in hours, whatever the case may be. There's so many shifts and changes in people's employment situation. And as believers, you know, we're supposed to trust in God, but it's very, very easy to, you know, get into the mindset of not trusting God because we look at our circumstances.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, a lot of things that we're running into, you know, as a country and even as the world, if you will, you know, there's a lot of crisis out there. It's not even just always about the job. Sometimes you listen to the news and you hear about troubles overseas that are affecting us here. A lot of it is about the economy. A lot of it's about, you know, how we live our life and what we've become accustomed to. And like anything else, when there's a change in life and we see it as a negative change, we become fearful. And when you fear something, you tend to not do what you would normally do, you know, as a person, your instinctive things. A lot of times, like folks who would go to church and would pray often. Oftentimes when the crisis hits, we stop doing those things. And that's why I wanted to write this book just from an experience that I had had, and how trusting God was something that I had to grow in, and that experience helped me to do it.
Now, your book is called As You Trust Him. What is the book about first, and then what inspired you to write the book?
Well, you know, actually it's been a year ago this month that happened. On October the 12th, I was laid off. I was laid off from a job. I'd been there for about 5 years, and it was really an interesting set of circumstances, because a week before I was laid off, I was given a certificate of appreciation for the 5 years I had been at the job that I was at.
Wow.
And so the very next week, after they told me how great things were and how much they loved having me there, they told me that basically they couldn't keep us because of the budget cuts that were coming because of the economic crisis that was an overflow from 2008 when, well, basically everything around the country was having problems. So here I found myself 1 week being patted on the back,
right,
and then the very next week being shown the door, if you will. And the two experiences, or the two extremes of that, you know, at that time just kind of really shook my own little personal foundation. And out of that experience, though, and this lasted for 9 months of the unemployment period. But during that 9 months, God had told me at the very beginning of it, he said, I'm working on something. And so for me, it was one of those situations that during the day while you're looking for a job, sometimes you're isolating, you're by yourself. And out of that experience, I decided I wanted to write this book. Or it wasn't even so much a book, it was more of a therapeutic effort, if you will. So I started writing As You Trust Him. And actually it came from a Bible study I had taught at church. And it comes from Romans 15:13, which says, may the God of all hope fill you with joy and peace as you trust him, that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. And so out of that experience, I decided to write this book.
So 2 years ago, this month, you were laid off from your position. You were unemployed.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, being your spouse, I kind of went through all that with you. And it was a trying time, because at the beginning, you said, okay, you know, we know the economic times. We know you've gotten laid off. I think the thing that threw us was we didn't think it was going to last 9 months. We thought you were going to get a job, another job, within months, like a few months, not 9 months.
Yeah.
So, but like you said, God was working on something, and I think that time period was good for us. I mean, looking back on it, it was good for us. But when we were going through it, it didn't feel so great.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of one of those things where, you know, it's like you go to the dentist, it hurts while you're there, but you know eventually it's for your good.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, during that time, I mean, you know, it lasted 9 months. Obviously, I didn't know it was going to last that long.
Mm-hmm.
And if you hear the stories about folks that are facing unemployment today, I mean, their situations are lasting even longer than mine did. I know there's some people they were saying that had been unemployed for as much as 18 months.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the good thing about with God was is that what he did for us during that time period, he sustained us in every way. I mean,
yeah.
We took vacations, actually.
Yeah.
We had a car break down twice. My car broke down twice.
Mm-hmm.
One time it was a $1,000 bill. The other time it was like $800 or something.
Mm-hmm.
We were able to take care of that. We lent money to people. We kept up our tithing.
Yeah.
We did all the things that we were supposed to. In other words, we didn't let the situation change. It didn't change us.
Right.
No, there were things we had to cut back. There were things we had to do right and be smart about. And thanks to you, I mean, with your ability to budget, that helped tremendously.
Thank you.
And I looked at the situation and I just said, you know what? When I after like the first month or so, I looked at it and I said, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
We're still here.
Right.
And that's when I began to really start to write this book, because I started to break it down by that scripture into individual portions of that scripture. May the God of all hope, and the fact that God is all of our hope. We put our hope in the other things. We put it in the jobs,
mm-hmm.
bank accounts, 401ks, friends, whatever the case may be.
Mm-hmm.
But at some point in time, those things can fail you. So if that is your hope, If that's your foundation, as the Bible talks about different foundations of whether you built it on a solid rock or you built it on sand, you're going to find out pretty soon which one you have. Is it a solid foundation or is it a sinking or shifting foundation?
Mm-hmm.
And then you got to figure out, you got to go back to the basics. You go back to, I just got to trust God. I got to know that he loves me enough and he's involved in this situation. He sees what's going on.
Right.
And if I'm his child, he's still going to sustain me through it. I've still got to go through it, but he's going to equip me to make it to the other side.
Now, one of the things I teach in my financial class as well is, like what you just talked about, that scripture about placing your trust on a solid foundation versus a shifting foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And I always tell people, it's not that the wind and the rains won't come. It's just that when they do come, your trust is in God. Your trust is on your feet are planted on a solid foundation. And also trusting, to me, is when you were talking about trusting, is, and we talked about it didn't change us. The circumstances of an unemployment didn't change us. Is that you have to trust God and be obedient. It's not one or the other. You can't trust God and not do anything. It's not a thing where you just sit back and wait on God to move. You have to trust him through obedience as well. So if we had just kind of sat back and expected something to fall off the sky, that wasn't going to happen either. But because we continue to be obedient and we continue to trust in God's word and what he told us to do as far as our money, as far as, you know, our work, whatever he instructed us to do, we were steadfast in that and we were obedient to what God called us to do. Now, what I want to do right now, I want to take a quick break, and I'm going to leave you the sounds of the song is called Strong Enough by Matthew West. This is Sherry Gray, the Money Mom, and I will be right back. Show. This is your host, Sherry Gray, and we're talking about trusting God through unemployment. It's such a timely message about unemployment because so many people are either facing unemployment or they're currently unemployed, and it's such an important message, and I'm so happy and grateful that through my husband's unemployment that God inspired him to write this book, As You Trust Him, so that his experience wouldn't just be for him alone, that anything that we learn, anything that we go through, it's God's intention for us to use that to benefit not only ourselves, but to benefit others as well. Thank you, Devon, again for joining me for this segment. And one of the things that about the book that I love is, well, a couple things. I love the fact that you incorporate your own story into the book, what you went through, so that people know that this isn't just a theory of yours, it's something that you actually experienced. And the other thing I love about it is that you pull scripture into the book as well, and you guide the reader as far as how to apply that scripture in their everyday lives. So it's like practical application of the scripture so that people aren't just hearing your story, which is very, very important, but they're hearing the word, or they're reading the word of God, and how that they can use that word to kind of get them through that difficult time of unemployment.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things that I you know, as I was looking back at, you know, what I'd written down, I wanted to make sure that everybody had the very scriptures that I use to get me to understand what was going on, what God was giving me. Everything in that book, you know, and I'm very grateful to God for this, is the fact that everything in that book he gave me. Hmm. Everything that's in there, pretty much, you know, obviously you do some editing, but all the concepts in that book, everything that he gave, that he showed me while I was going through that, I put this in the book so that everybody who, you know, situations may change. What is it they always say on the movie? They say the names may be changed to protect the innocent, but the story is pretty much the same. Exactly. And the story is something I'm sure that a lot of people can relate to simply for the fact that they're going through it themselves. Mm-hmm. Obviously, there may be a different amount of time. Yeah. But what we tend to do is when we lose a job or we lose something, anything, or we're going through a crisis, we sort of shrug it off and say, hey, you know, I'll be fine, I'll be okay. And you will be.
Right.
But there's a learning point that's supposed to bring you back to God if you aren't trusting on him, or if you're just kind of superficial in trusting him. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times you read in the Bible where God would take the Israelites through different things, and then he would give them that opportunity to understand you're going through this,
right,
usually because of their own disobedience, but here's how you get back. So what I wanted to do in the book was to show what God used for me to really kind of fine-tune my worship time with him, fine-tune my understanding of what he was showing me was going on. Not so much with looking for a job. That was going to happen. Mm-hmm. I believed that I was going to get a job regardless, but there were some things he wanted to grow up in me.
Right.
As a matter of fact, at the end of this whole process, at the beginning of it, he told me, he said, I'm working on something. But at the end of the process, he told me what he was working on. He said, I was working on you.
Mm-hmm.
So that entire time was a process that you were going to come out on the end. And you don't have to be a believer to say, okay, I lost my job.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go find another job. The difference is that the believer understands and knows that God is using this experience to grow me, not just for me, but for other people that are going to be going through similar situations but don't know God.
Right.
And don't know what to do and do panic and do strange and, you know, things they shouldn't do or act certain ways they shouldn't act. So God wants to use these opportunities to guide him back, guide us back to him.
And it's funny because people ask me over and over again, because you did give the testimony in church, and they ask me, you know, emotionally, spiritually, even financially, how we got through this. And some people just can't believe that we made it through spiritually and financially. But like I said, we didn't change because our circumstances changed. We remain steadfast, and we continue to be obedient even through a very difficult financial and emotional experience. And one of the things that you mentioned in your book, well, I guess in each segment, you give people a question to ponder. And I like that because it requires, it's not just me reading the book, but you're kind of challenging the reader as well to think about their own lives and apply that, the chapter they just read, to their own lives, so they're just not just reading the book, but they're actually using what they've read for their everyday life.
You know, and one of the things that, and the reason the scriptures are always so important through this is because, you know, God teaches us in the Bible, in the Word of God, that the Word is like a double-edged sword,
mm-hmm.
and piercing through even soul and spirit. But the thing you need to remember about that double-edged sword, it's two blades coming together, and it makes it sharp and able to penetrate anything. But the thing that I've always found is that the Word is meant to penetrate through you.
Mm-hmm.
It's meant to separate you from your emotions and separate you from the things of this world. He says that, you know, don't be conformed to this world any longer.
Mm-hmm.
And so that Word is to separate you from the world.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, there's a lot of people, believer and not believers, who are going through those unemployment.
Right.
The difference is, for the believer, is they know where to go. One of the things I always like to remind myself is that situations in life may change your habits as far as your spending habits and things. It should never change your obedience.
Mm.
Your
yeah.
obedience should always stay steadfast on, even when, and you're going to get challenged. Make no mistake about it. If you are a believer and you are a follower of Christ,
mm-hmm.
you are going to be challenged by that.
Yes. I mean, even with us, people. I always tell people that, yes, we had days when we were anxious, and we had days when we were like, when is this going to be over? We're tired. But our days of hope always outweigh our days of fear and worry. So, yes, you're a believer, but you're human and you have those moments. But God has a way of bringing things to your remembrance, and it quickens your mind so that even when you go there, when you go to the fear, you go to the anxiousness, he kind of, you know, brings you back in. And focusing on the scriptures, especially some of the scriptures that Yvonne has written in the book, it really kind of brings you back in from that depth. So you may stumble a little, but you don't wallow.
Yeah, and one of the things that I wanted to mention as far as one of the scriptures, one of the things I always like to go back to is Abraham and how his faith was set. It was steadfast on the promises of God. And, you know, basically, you know, Abraham was one who believed. He's like, you know, the Bible teaches us, it says, look, in Hebrews it talks about his faith and how he believed that even though God was asking for his only son, the son that was promised to him, he believed God could bring that son back from the dead.
Mm-hmm.
And what we know is that, you know, because of that, we lose things, but we have to believe, and it's hard. I'm not going to sit here and say it's easy, but it's one of the reasons why we have to press even more into God. We can't have these 30-second prayers anymore. I mean, we live in such a time as where you've got to have precise instructions from God. I look in the Bible, and I use an acronym for trust,
mm-hmm.
And one of those acronyms I will give right now is time. The T is time. You have to spend your time with God. If you want to have a relationship with God, it's not a 30-second, it's not a happy meal. It's not a fast food experience. It's a sit down in the restaurant, you know, get the 4-course meal, you know, the ambiance of the situation, the environment, everything. You want the experience to build that relationship, not the crisis. Because when you're in crisis, you're not thinking about relationship. You're thinking about, I want solutions now.
Right.
You know, you lose your job 1 week, you're saying, okay, I lost my job on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
By Friday, I want another job.
Right.
And that's not what God is trying to develop. He can get you the job.
Right.
The job is usually something that was right there in your face, or it may be it's somewhere close by. But just like he took the Israelites through the wilderness, mm-hmm. it was to get something out of them before they could get into this new place.
And
I was just going to say, and a lot of times that's what he wants to do. He'll take you to the new place,
mm-hmm.
but he wants to get some of those old isms out of you. When the Israelites went were going towards the promised land, they still had the mindset of a slave.
Right.
He had to kill off that entire, or should I say, let an entire mm-hmm. generation die
right.
to get rid of that mindset before they could go into a new place with a new mindset.
Nope.
And that's got to be our situation when we deal with those types of things.
And do you want to go through the other acronyms, the other letters?
Sure. I want to just say that they were like I said, it follows trust. It's number one is time.
Mm-hmm.
Number two is revelation. You got to spend time with God to get the revelation from Him.
Okay.
And then there's understanding. Once God kind of shows you something about yourself, about life, or about whatever's going on, you want to spend some time and understand it. Once you begin to understand, you got to submit to it. The only thing that really matters in life when it comes to the Word of God is what you're obedient to, what you submit to.
Mm-hmm.
And the final thing is you must be prepared for the test. There will be
mm-hmm.
tests. There will be all kinds of tests. And the wonderful thing about it is the patience and the getting over the anxieties of things. God, it's like an open book test. He gives this to you by you reading His Word, connecting with His Word, connecting with the Spirit that Jesus allowed us to have because of what He did by dying on the cross and being risen from the dead. He gave us access back to that Spirit we had at the beginning. And those are the things that empower you. One of the fruits of the Spirit is patience.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to call on that thing, and that's something we all have to call on continuously. So,
exactly. And I love the way, you know, the part was kind of towards the end where you talk about God, because God is truth and He will not lie. God is not a man that He should lie. You know, circumstances may tell you one thing, but God is always truth and He's always going to do what He says He's going to do. And I think, and we have only have a couple more minutes left, and what I want to bring up too, and again, if you want information about the book, I don't think I mentioned this before, you can give me a call, 703-628-8968, or you can email us at davongray@generationlead.org. That's Devon Gray, davongray@generationlead.org. So if you want information about how to obtain your copy of As You Trust Him, just call us or email us. But one of the things towards the end of the book, like I said, talks about how God will not lie. Oh, and one of the things that I did as a spouse, and I think it's very important, even through all the unemployment, I supported Devon the whole time. I didn't come in and say, you know, you need to get a job, you need to get a job. I didn't come in and badger him. You know, I was always supporting. You can do it, you can do it. I think as a spouse, whether you're the husband or the wife, whoever's unemployed, you have to continue to uplift your husband, not only, you know, with the words that you say, but with your prayers as well, because that's very, very important to keep in mind as well. And also, I want to continue the conversation next month, Devon, about trusting God through unemployment, because this is a 30-minute segment, 30-minute show, and there's so much more to talk about. So would you be willing to come on with me again next month?
Absolutely.
Okay. And, of course, as always, my next show is going to be the second Friday of the month, which is November the 11th, from 6:30 p.m. to 7 p.m., same time, same place. And you can always listen to the archives of my show at www.themoneymom.org under the archives tab. This is Sherry Gray. You've been listening to myself and my co-host, my husband, the wonderful Devon Gray, and we've been talking about his book, As You Trust Him. Until I see you or talk to you next time, God bless. I'm going to leave you with the sounds of Trust in Jesus by Third Day. This is Sherry Gray, the Money Mom, and I'll see you next time.